Not all that long ago, during a previous gubernatorial administration, the business community and many state lawmakers were enthusiastic about the future of biosciences. The industry was going to have a huge impact economically and medically. But the recession and deep budget cuts, among other factors, led to de-emphasizing biotech. Based on something Governor Brewer said in this week's State of the State, though, that may be changing.
It is imperative to have a stable, dedicated funding source for TGen to continue its valuable role as a catalyst in developing Arizona's bioscience industry.
Jack Jewett is president and CEO of the Flynn Foundation, a prime supporter of Arizona Biosciences. He's excited about the governor's State of the State push.
This is a good thing, and it's not without precedent. In 1983, Governor Brewer was a freshman legislator. I happened to be a freshman legislator at that time as well. And there was the creation of the Arizona Disease Control Research Commission, which was the predecessor organization to the Arizona Biomedical Research Commission as it exists today. That Disease Control Research Commission was established with a dedicated funding source.
How big an impact has the biosciences industry had in Arizona, both in ways that we can touch and in ways that maybe we're not going to touch yet, but we might in 5 or 10 years?
In fact, there has been an extraordinary amount of progress in the biosciences, beginning with the establishment of TGen. But we also look at the other dedicated funding sources that exist, the commonly known as the 301 money, the Technology and Research Initiative Fund, which is dedicated fund the universities and their research facilities that have come online. The Disease Control Research Commission, now called the Arizona Biomedical Research Commission, and that dedicated funding source. And certainly recently the activities around the Arizona Commerce Authority. We've come a long way, but as Michael Crow said at a meeting hosted by Flynn a year or so ago, in the biosciences, we're on the field, but we're not in the game.
Is there a feeling that when foundations get heavily involved, when the business community gets heavily involved, that lawmakers can sort of say, okay, that job's done, we don't have to really provide quite as much?
I think there is a tendency to do exactly that. And that's why I think those who are very close to the bioscience sector, our job is cut out for us, that we have to really help policymakers more deeply understand what's at stake here. And certainly there's a great deal of economic vitality at stake. But also, when we think about the biosciences and we think about the medical breakthroughs, what we've begun to do in the last 10 years, and we look forward to an accelerated progress in the next 10 years, is we're building the infrastructure. Today's labs and research is yesterday's bridges and ports.
Jack Jewett, president and CEO of the Flynn Foundation. Arizona Republic columnist Bob Robb was surprised the governor mentioned funding TGen in her State of the State.
The governor had been party to eliminating previous funding for a different organization called Science Foundation Arizona, but something which also was in the business of promoting basic research, scientific research in the state. And had transferred that money, sort of, to her favored Arizona Commerce Authority. So it was a bit of a surprise to me.
Does this indicate that now that the recession has ended, state budget is a little bit more balanced, even with the structural deficit, that people are going to be moving more positively in this direction?
There's certainly a case to be made for government funding for basic scientific research of the sort that TGen does. But it shouldn't be done with the expectation that it will have a market effect on the trajectory of a big metro area economy like the Valley has. Supposedly it's something that gives you diversity and keeps you from being subject to the ups and downs of economic cycles. But the metro area that is commonly credited with having the most mature and active bioscience industry is San Diego. And San Diego had a terrible recession. Its peak unemployment was substantially higher than ours, and its recovery from the recession has been significantly slower. It's simply, when you have an economy as large as the Phoenix metro areas, which is about a $200 billion economy, about 2 million employees, maybe 70,000 businesses, there's just too much going on for any single industry to be something that's going to be the fulcrum that's going to move the whole thing forward. Certainly the jobs in bioscience are good, but it's not the sort of industrial policy that you can count on to drive an economy.
Bob Robb, Arizona Republic columnist.